Rob, how've you been?
Guys, nothing has changed for you.
Can we be careful with that one?
Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that memo.
This guy comes into your house as a guest and then takes a giant shit on your living room floor.
I can't blame you because after all this time, I should have just trusted you without saying it.
Cappy's got a jar of peanut butter there somewhere.
The only way
that dog could tolerate him.
I'm too tall for that.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
And there goes the monetization.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
The fuck?
Red evening. It's better than work. I got a space cap.
And I have a brick wall.
That is true. I got a new cap. Sam, I think it's pretty awesome. You know where it's from?
No.
That is the Lego space insignia.
Was that part of something you purchased, like an add-on, or was that you went out of your way and was like, man, I want that motherfucking hat?
No, it's a little bit of both. So every time you actually order something online from the store itself, you get like VIP points or whatever.
Right.
And those were just piling up, and it's like, oh, you can select gifts.
You can redeem, and you got yourself a hat.
Yeah.
No, dude, I love it. Okay. That ties into a little bit of what I've been doing recently. So I've embraced Skynet like 100%. The lights, the devices, everything. Okay. I have a couple more things coming here in the near future. But I learned that company has some kind of a partnership or something with a very, very, very Jeff Bezos large company. Okay.
Very large.
Very. Like almost worldwide. Well, I would say worldwide. But if I go on to that worldwide website, the same product that I want to purchase is probably an extra $20. But if I buy it direct from the people who made it, they're like, free shipping, 10% off, this, that, the other. And yet they still ship it via the worldwide company. That I'm like, wait, I can get this fucker in 2 days and not have to pay extra, and you're giving me a discount? Well, hello. Hello there.
Hello there.
Yeah. Hello there. Sign me up. So if you got a hat because you had points with the building block of childhood and society, good on you.
Adults are welcome. Says on the box.
Right? That's what I mean. Okay. There, the dude... If y'all just do a little bit of research instead of either just, well, I'm going to click the button, or, well, I'm just going to do what my guru said. You just do a little research. And guys, I literally don't do the rabbit hole. Not anymore. I don't go down there because you're just spinning your wheels. It's all bullshit.
Paul McCartney might not be the real Paul McCartney. Just
maybe, maybe not. You know, Elvis is still purportedly to be alive.
Okay? Yeah, but doesn't that one go into aliens?
Well, yes, but that's that rabbit hole that I'm telling you, don't bother. Just, okay? You only have to do a little bit. You have to just hit the tip of the Titanic iceberg. You don't have to go to, well, how deep was that iceberg really? It doesn't matter. The ship sunk anyway, so who fucking cares? Just do a little bit of research and you'll find, oh wait, I can get 20% off if I deal with the manufacturer directly, or if I deal with the airline or the hotel, whoever it is. You just gotta get off your lazy fucking asses just for a second and type in a few keywords you know, hotels, Hilton, whatever it is, wherever you want to stay, whatever airline you want to travel on, when you just decide, oh, okay, I'm, instead of waiting for Jack to tell me what to do, I'm going to do my own thing. You find out most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, wow, I got a hat. I got stone ground mustard. I got eyes for Skynet, which were way cheaper than if I had bought them based on the usual bullshit. Guys, just do a little research. And if you know me by now, you know I ain't got time for that shit. I ain't got time because, fuck it. I got less years ahead of me than behind me. And yet I'm like, wait, the site that ships everything to everyone everywhere, Jeff Bezos, has what I'm looking for. That's where I found it. But then I was like, wait, there's a manufacturer here. Who are they? So I found them, went directly to them, and they're like, hey, bro, we'll ship it to you with the worldwide site that ships everywhere, Jeff Bezos, and we'll do it for $30 less.
Ta-da! Is that where you got the mustard?
No. The mustard, that's something else, bro. I'm telling you, the mustard, you know how there's products that have a best if used by date?
Yes, I think.
No, that's a no, but okay. No,
like, so it's better if you use it before this date?
Right.
Isn't that just called the expiration date?
Well, yeah, but
you know, like women in their 30s?
Oh, where's it at? I got something here for that. Where's it at? God damn it.
God damn it.
I can't find it. Who fucking cares? But yeah, expiration dates are one of those gray area things. You know, granted, if you have a package of steak or some fresh vegetables, yeah, you probably ought to pay attention to the expiration date. Same with, to a degree, to medication. Oh, well, the shelf life, the half-life. It's most potent if you use it by this day. All right. But there are things like stone ground mustard. Okay, I've had it in my fridge since 2021. Maybe even before that. But the expiration date was 2021. And I pulled it out and I'm like, let's give it a shot. Let's see if I die.
Yeah, we're going to die anyway.
Well, there's that. But I put that on my hot dogs tonight, right before the show, dude. I'm telling you what, one, so far, now granted, this may be the last red evening. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I may die in the morning. I might. But the reality is I'll probably be okay. Okay.
Condiments. The stomach pump isn't too far removed.
Well, if I'm laying there writhing in agony, just let me go.
I mean, it would have been a tasteful death.
Dude, it is a tasteful death. Because I'm telling you, stone ground mustard, dude, that is the shit.
Nice. Real quick, Nonstop Dre for the $2. Nonstop Dre for the $2. Thank you very much. Happy International Women's Day from South Korea. You're in South Korea, Dre? That's pretty dope. I mean, I don't know if it's as bad as Japan, but you must get all eyes on you there, Dre. That would be an experience.
Hey, you're a passport, bro. Whether it's because you made a choice or you have an occupation that said, hey, we're sending you here, whatever. I don't care. Dude, how are the women in South Korea? Inquiring minds want to know.
From what I've seen, and I don't have yellow fever, the world knows that.
Well, yeah, you like them white and pure, but that's okay.
Well, I wouldn't say pure. I mean, I'm not getting into Red Hawk territory here.
You're not getting into Austrian painter territory?
No, let's not go there. But from what I've seen, South Korean women are pretty good looking.
Dude, pretty beautiful women. I don't have yellow fever, but I have a touch of it. I'll just say that I've not yet dated or fucked or gone out with a yellow fever. Okay, I haven't. But that's not because I wouldn't. It's just the ones I've seen, and I think back to college, okay, we had a lot of yellow fever chicks in college. This is the early 90s. And I remember looking at them and, you know, I'm going to get racist here for just a second. And that
they all know what we're about.
Yeah, because I saw them and I'm like, man, they're either fucking phenomenal, absolutely like breathtaking, where it's like, whoa, or they were like ugly as fuck. Where it's like, ooh, no. There was no in between. And, you know, people could argue it and say, well, you're not one of them. And I'm like, you're correct. I'm not. I am not a yellow person. Okay. But the ones I saw back in the day either were just like, oh, fuck, wow. Or, ooh, no. There was no in between. There was no mid, which I'm sure if Dante, you know, Dante, are you here? Maybe he is. I don't know. But, you know, if he's lurking, he might be like, Rob, bruh, they're all mids. And I, you know, he's a guy that would know. He lives there. He's one of them. All right, so there's some that are breathtaking, some that are no fucking way, and there's some that, well, yeah, okay, would. For me as a, you know, a white man, it's either, oh my God, hell yeah, sign me up, fuck you, I don't care, bring them on, or ooh, no. How did we get off on that one?
Oh, because of Dre. And another Dre super chat, by the way. Dre with the $2 again. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dre, for the $2. The women here look at me like I'm Denzel Washington.
Huh? Oh, so Dre is swimming in pussy. Dude, I need to go there because I know being, you know, he's Denzel Washington swimming in poon. All right, cool. Dre, I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to be Tom Cruise with a beard. A white beard.
You're going to be Tom Cruise. Well, you are as tall as he is.
Yes.
Tom Cruise is a very short man.
Yes.
It's over.
Dude, I've had so many guys from other parts of the world tell me privately, Rob, you need to come here, wherever that is. Whether it's the Middle East or it's the Philippines or it's wherever. Or I got guys going, dude, don't come here. They're telling me, don't come here. And I'm like, oh, that means yes, I should. Mm. You know, if they're trying to ward me off, they're trying to protect, you know, they don't want me to fuck all the women. Because they're like, dude, you probably would. And I'm like, yeah, I probably would.
Don't threaten me with a good damn.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right. So, as is tradition, because we completely passed that, Rob, have you been?
Well, this week was long. Over 30 jobs every day except today, which was only 23. So, a shorter day. I got to kind of lounge. I got to relax a little bit. But I'm telling you, when I hear Dre talk about life in South Korea, all I can think is, you know, he says, but Rob, I go to the gym 6 days a week and I'm 6 foot. Yeah, Dre, and you're black. Just saying.
Most of the women here are attractive. About 6 out of 10 women. No, wait. South Korea, seriously, South Korea has the most plastic surgery on the planet.
I don't care.
There is one, though. This chick comes from North Korea, and she has like a book. She was on Joe Rogan and blah, blah, blah. Now, mind you, she comes from North Korea. She was imprisoned there and whatever, and so-called starved. And I'm kind of like, how? Because if you guys can get me the name of this chick and Rob looks at her, he will know what I mean, where it's like, you were starved? Are you sure about that? Because dude, there's something in the food there.
Right. Well, so it's like, and that's the thing, okay? If they're on Instagram or TikTok or wherever they are, clearly they are no longer in North Korea. They're no longer there. Because
she escaped. That's her
right.
Because
otherwise they wouldn't be doing TikToks and Instagram and whatever else they're doing, sitting on Twitter.
No, but it's something about her looks where I go like, if that's natural, I don't know what they put in the food there.
Who cares?
Okay, just saying.
Hey, I get it from a rhetorical perspective. I get it.
Seriously, you know, she is even like the first thing on Google. It's like, girl who escaped North Korea? Yes, yes.
I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yeonomi Park.
Whatever. Right. It doesn't matter, okay? Whether she was gifted by God and endowed by the good Lord above us all.
Here it is.
Or if she went to the good doctor and had a bunch of shit done. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. I'm just saying, like, you were starved in North Korea?
Oh.
It's like,
No. Those tits were not natural. They're not.
Those were not bred in the factories.
The nose. North. That glimpse that I got. Hey, throw it up there again. Come on. Put it up there again.
Yeah, then I have to open it. Where are you?
You started it, so now I'm going to fucking finish it. Throw her up there again.
Bah, bah, bah. Where is the, yeah, this is. Let me see this again. Pull that shit up, Jamie.
Put that on full screen. Take you and me out of the picture for a minute.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. So tits are fake. Nose is fake. Lips
yeah, the
are
face?
Fake. Yeah, the lips are fake. Okay. Don't care. Got laid. Would. All right. She's hot. I'd fuck her.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything about that. I'm just saying, like, really? You were starved? It's like, I don't know.
It's all bullshit.
There are so many memes of her. It's like, it's amazing. Oh, hello, white man. You say that.
Jesus. Hey, if she says, hello, white man. Me like you. Me love you long time. And she's like, serious? Okay, show up, baby. Come on. I don't care if you're a refugee and you were starved and I don't care. It's like, show up and do your thing. I don't care if you've had 1,000 dicks in you before. If you look like a goddamn porcupine, you got all the dicks sticking out of you. I don't give a fuck. I'm not marrying you. I'm not doing the, hey, I got a Korean bride coming over, guys. What do you think? Her. I don't give a fuck. It's like, hey, oh, you're here now. You're free from the confines of communism. Good for you, baby. Come on over here and say hello. I don't give a fuck. That's the point.
True. That is true. Like, don't worry about anything. There was, so what else did you do this week? These 30 jobs a day?
Yeah, I did 120 jobs exactly in 4 days. It was something else. Today was the light day where I got to fuck off a little bit. And it was glorious because I even got to go home early. Mm. Early enough that I got to play around with Skynet, get the music to sync up, turned my house into a disco. It was fucking great. It was. Dude, you should see the lights when they do their thing based on music. And I have the TV, a couple of different devices, and the stereo. They're all synced up. It's fucking surround sound that you never imagined. And I'm just like sitting back on the couch going, oh man, this is why Jack does Legos and this is why I do Skynet.
You want to see the box?
Yeah, show me the box.
See the box. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
The box.
Yeah, what's in the fucking box? Show me the fucking box.
Don't look.
Huge, big. That is fucking. Yeah, that's big.
Not even the biggest box.
Hey, there's a lot of dudes.
Look at that. Oh, I tried. So, guys, for the members, I did a membership stream. It was about 2 hours, and I got like a sixth wait. I'm like, guys, hold up. Because I got asked this before, like, will you do ever live Lego buildings and blah, blah, blah. And like with smaller sets, I don't mind. Where it's like, you know what? We'll do a little membership stream. We'll build a small thing for people who are interested. Pop in, whatever. We can talk about whatever you want. Shit like that. Make a whole channel out of it. No, thank you. I have seen the people who do that. Their whole life revolves around their hobby. And then their whole life, because they're living space needs to revolve around their hobby as well.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's not something I want. But also, your hobby turns into a job, and I do this for relaxation. This cures anxiety. It's escapism. It's whatever. And I wouldn't want to do this. So for the guys who popped in the membership stream, are we going to continue building this entire set on stream? I am sorry to disappoint, but no, we're not going to do it. It's way too large of a set to do that whole damn thing on stream. Every now and then, maybe when I feel like it and it's not finished, we'll do it again, which we probably will on Tuesday, depending on if I build today. But in general, it's like, no, it's just so much hassle. It's too much. And you're taking out of the building process because you're in the streaming process.
Yeah.
Now with video games, that wouldn't be so hard. That wouldn't be so hard.
I don't know. It depends. Because I understand, you know, Swerve does some shit. Ryan does some shit. And maybe they're more alpha male than me. Okay. But I've thought about it. When I upgrade the computer and go from the outdated laptop that I'm talking to y'all on now, and I go full fucking PC tower, all the shit, so I can do all the video.
You must construct additional pylons.
Right. Okay. When I want to go that route, when I want to drop $4,000... because I already know what it's going to cost me. And most of it's for video editing. It's not for gaming and whatever else. It's for video editing. But if I can do the video editing, they're like, ah, bruh. You know, I've looked. I did the research. I went down the rabbit hole. I went past the whole, well, you know, she's got some nice tits and a nice set of lips, wood. I went beyond that to, well, what is her notch count exactly? What is her standard when it comes to marriage? I went down the rabbit hole, guys. Only this was computers, because women, you're never going to know. So
No. And you will only be disappointed in the end.
Yeah, maybe.
You will always find out there was something or somewhere.
You know what? Put a pin in that one. I want to come back to that. So here's the thing. I went down the rabbit hole, found out when it came to a computer that would do what I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. People said, done. Here it is. Got it. Whether it's custom or you want it out of the, you know, a box, you want it off the rack. Here it is. $4,000. Oof. That's why I haven't done it yet. But all right, now at least I know. And so, hey guys, shameless plug, if you know, send me some money on Patreon or you send me some money in the super chats, all that shit goes towards the funding of the supercomputer.
That's actually a pretty nifty goal. Where it's like, I would like to have it, but I'm not in a rush to get it.
Oh, so dude, definitely not in a rush. If I was, I wouldn't be embracing Skynet like I am. Okay, so there's priorities. Okay, but I'm just saying, shameless plug, guys. Go to my Patreon, throw money at me there. Become a member on my YouTube and throw money there. All right, that money... Whatever I get from YouTube, Patreon, all my little, you know, residual income, that shit goes straight towards the $4,000 computer. Now, it's meant for doing video editing, where I can really just wing through it and the computer's like, dude, bro, is that all you got? Okay, that's what I want.
I'm experimenting with that. So I had a couple of smaller builds and I'm like, why not just video that and edit it a bit, put some music over it,
right.
Things like that. Just get more of a hang on editing and things like that. Still not completely happy with it. You also find out a bit more about lighting where it's like, hey, wait a minute. I don't like the lighting coming from there or from there or from that angle. And it's kind of nifty.
Hey, it's not only nifty, but I'm telling you, with a $4,000 setup, you don't really need to worry about lighting as long as it's decent. Okay, that's the $4,000 computer will answer the question. Just saying, I already know this, okay, because I've looked into it from the video editing side of things, but...
But would you use DaVinci Resolve on it?
Or? I would use DaVinci Studio.
Oh, so that's the upgraded version
of DaVinci Resolve. Yep, that's the $500 version. I already have it.
Yeah, I have I have iMovie, and a lot of YouTubers still use iMovie, but there are things where I'm kind of like, wait, how the hell did you do that? Or how did you do that? Because like I don't see those options in iMovie. So maybe I want to do a 5-hour tutorial or something on it.
You could if that's the direction you want to go. I've thought about that because most of the channels I'm subscribed to are either video editing type of stuff or they're audio. Okay. Literally, there's you and Ryan when it comes to Red Pill.
I haven't talked about Real Red Pill in ages.
Dude, and you know what? Tonight's not the night to start either.
No.
There's no point.
I have better things to do. It's swapping notes, guys. I do want to tell you something because I had fun this past week.
Yeah?
And it had been a while. I had a lot of fun this week. And I'm like, oh, I do miss it. I do miss it. And I know where your mind is going right away. Like, I'm saying it. I'm like, okay, he's probably thinking that. It's not that. You want to go first or should I?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I went to a live session in a city nearby with Traddy. And Traddy and I used to be in a band together.
Right.
I used to be the drummer. He was the guitar player, singer, and things like that. And it was just fun and it was amazing and whatever. And I wanted to go to this jam session for a while, but I'm kind of like, I don't want to go alone. I'm bored. Like, nah, I don't want that. So I asked Watson, like, hey, do you want to go? And Watson's kind of has a bad taste left over from previous jam sessions where the jam sessions were like the locals. And as soon as they didn't like you or whatever, or they thought they could do better, they just like push you off the stage and do it themselves kind of thing, even though you were playing with friends. And that just left a bad taste. And I can't blame. So I'm like, hey, Watson, you want to come with? He's like, no, man. Like, no, whatever. God damn it, man. Watson is blessed. Just saying. That man. Maybe if he wants to, we'll have him back on Red Evening. That will be fun. But I don't want to branch off too much. But he had like a workshop this week about guitar reparations fixture with high schoolers and things like that. I'm like, how was it? He's like, phones, man. A lot of phones. Like, oh, that's such a shame. Because like he really mastered his craft. And then you're gonna present it to like, that must have hurt. That must have hurt. I know it would hurt for me if I would explain like compound movements to kids who are only in their phone. But oh yeah. So I asked Tratty, okay, Tratty, I know might be a bit late. It was like 8 p.m. I know you have the kids, but you want to come with? He's like, oh, I'll ask what's up here. He's like, sure, I'll come with. I'm like, yes. So we went and it was just fun. And I was kind of people watching where it's like, oh yeah. No, there's this kind of person. There's that kind of person. And then you had the bands and the bands with a female singer or like the I wouldn't say the hot chicks, but like the prettiest chicks. And of course, that I don't know if this was a thing with you in high school, if you did bands or whatever. It's always like the chick and then her male posse. Her male posse. And the male posse always looks the same. Scrawny, dweebish, hungover guys with no style or whatever, just walking behind her, walking after her. And I was just looking at it and I just was smiling, almost laughing. Tratty looks at me. He's like, what's up with you? I'm like, just look at it, man. Like, it's just so typical. Nothing really has changed. Nothing has changed for you.
Yep.
It's just so typical. And there was this one band with a girl singer. And I didn't even know this because, and like right now, I'm like, I looked at most of the chicks. I'm like, they're probably like 15, 16 or whatever. It's like, oh no, 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 no. At a certain point, I was kind of standing in front of the crowd, like crowd, like the 30 people, the 20 to 30 people. And all of a sudden, this chick is standing in front of me. But I'm like, and she kept standing there. I'm like, you want to go outside or whatever? You need to pass? She's like, no, I don't want to go outside. I'm like, well, if you don't mind, I'm going back to my friends. She's like, no, I don't mind. I'm like, I'm very glad you don't mind that I'm going back to my friend. Thank you for that. She just starts laughing. Yeah, whatever. And she gets on stage. Apparently, was the singer of the band. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she takes a sip of beer. She's like, oh, this is very good beer, by the way. Oh, don't worry, I'm 18. I look at Tratty. I'm like, good to know. Tratty looks at me at a certain point. He's like, that's 100% your type, isn't it? A nail with tits. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, well, kind of. Yeah. But it was just fun to see and be out again and people watching and things like that, and see what's going on in the crowd. You using a Logitech 920 as well?
Uh-huh.
Then why do you have the HD up and I don't? Well, I'm using my phone now, but usually when I have the HD on, it's a very fuzzy screen. But it was so cool to see the musicians again. And then you look at like certain guitar players where it's like, is that a chick or just a very... ugly. Or no, is that a dude or a very ugly chick? And you don't know. It's like, oh, okay, it's a guy. Good. It's a guy. It's like, okay. And yeah, that was kind of my Tuesday. It was just fun. It's just fun to see be out there again. Amazing drummers. It's like, oh, damn, man, you guys are not appreciated here. It's just good to see. You're not paying attention, are you?
I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing some shit at Dre. And also Dame, more specifically at Dame, because he was on Let 'Em Burn last week. He came on kind of spontaneous because he's like, man, you know, watching you fucking assholes talk shit makes me want to come on and talk shit with you. And I'm like, I can make that happen. And he was like, oh, okay.
The dark side of podcasting.
Well, you know. Dame, if he wasn't who he is, if he wasn't a member here, if he wasn't a member on my stream, I would take your advice, which is you don't bring on assholes who aren't creators. That's a good one that I got from you.
Years ago, I said it to Vince. I'm like, there's a difference between consumers and producers.
Right.
Be careful who you bring on.
Correct. And if Dame was just some random asshole that showed up in the chat, I'd be like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm not bringing you on. But the dude, he's been constant. He's a member on my channel. He's been, you know, paying dues for a while. That I'm like, because I heard you in my head, fuck off, Rob. Why would you do this? Yeah, fuck off. But I'm like, wait, this guy's been a member for more than a minute. Yeah. Dude, you're real, dude. You're legit, man. Okay. But I thought, you know, while I could hear you in my head going, fuck off, Rob, why would you do this? But I'm like, man, this guy's throwing a bunch of money at me for a while now. He shows up consistently in the streams. I follow, he follows, we do the twatter thing. And I'm looking at him going, I'd sit down and have a beer with this guy. And now I would go beyond a beer. Okay. But at the time, a week ago, I'm like, well, I don't know about introducing him to my dad or my girls. I don't know about that shit. But I would definitely sit down and have a beer with the guy. All right. So while I'm hearing you going, fuck off, Rob, part of me is like, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a shot. He'll either be okay or he'll fuck it up. And if he fucks it up, well, then, you know, I could come back on a live stream with you and go, Jack, you were fucking right, man. God damn it. But I'm glad to report that, you know what? No, Dame was good people. We had a lot of fun. The only thing, and that's what we're talking about in the chat, he wants to get more involved. And you know what? I'm all for that, guys. There needs to be more voices. At least voices that have something to say, okay? I believe Dame has the potential to have something to say. Most of the guys, yeah, most of the shit is bullshit. That it's like, ah, fuck that guy. You know, block him, move on. It's red meat. It's we're doing it for clout. I don't believe Dame is one of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have invited him on. I wouldn't have brought him on. And we had a good time. I enjoyed having him on. And Dame, I'm going to be hitting you up, dude. There's going to be future shows here in the very near future. I'm going to throw the link to you, bro. We're going to have you back. And if you're serious, I guess, you know, serious, throw air quotes around that. Mm-hmm. But if you're serious about, you know, podcasting, doing this horse shit that we're doing now, your video is fine. Whatever you're shooting with, whatever you're doing, whether it's your phone or you're doing it on your laptop, or your PC, whatever, it's fine. Your video quality was totally fine, okay? Now, if you want to take it to the next level, you want to be better, hit me up, dude. You know, slide into my DMs. I'll help you out, bro. I'm legit serious. But your microphone was fine. It's okay. And if you want to, you know, do your thing and create your own channel and do your thing, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, your audio was great. But if you want to take it to the next level, your audio matters more. I know this because I've listened to Aaron Clary talk on a Blue Yeti microphone in his house, and it's pleasant, it's pleasing, it's great. I've also heard him talk with whatever bullshit he was using in his car. Well, there you go. You're laughing, Jack, but you know where I'm going. So I'm picking up road noise and all this other distracting bullshit where I couldn't even. I was like, man, I got 2 minutes into it and I'm like, I'm out. Because I get it. I understand what he's doing, but it's like, dude, go back to your home, go back to your studio, whatever it is. Go get out of your fucking car.
Go back to your home.
Yes. And get on your Blue Yeti with your rubber band around a fucking nylon from your wife or whatever you got on your mic. Go back to that because half the time, I'm not watching, I'm listening. And that's the point that I've realized as being a YouTuber, a podcaster, whatever, your audio matters more than your video does. Whether you shoot in 1080p or you're shooting in 4K or whatever it is, hey, if you got the hardware and you got the cash, why not? Fuck it. Go with whatever you can get. I'm shooting on a Logitech 920 that I have had for well over a decade. That's what you're seeing right now is a Logitech 920. When I bought it over 10 years ago, it was like $50. But my audio, on the other hand, is reaching close to a grand. And that's upgrade after upgrade after upgrade. But that's because I'm an audiophile. I like the sound of something that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I can listen to that, whether I watch it or not. I can sit there and listen to it and go, oh, wait, I'm not hearing background noise. Guys, what are you hearing right now besides me? Listen.
Nothing.
Right. But that's $1,000.
Yeah, but you don't need the Shure Joe Rogan mic.
Oh, no,
either.
You don't need a Shure SMB7. You know, I've thought about it, and I may eventually go down the road and get one of those too. Just because I've heard the dynamics of a Shure SMB7.
Yeah, but that's also... Ryan have like the cheaper version of that, which does the same thing?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. And he might. I don't know. I just know that while my microphone right now, the pod mic from Rodecaster, it's an XLR. It's a great microphone. I fucking love it. But the Shure SMB is the next level when it comes to sound. When it comes to audio. And I'm sure that rather between then and now, to use the terms, I'll probably pick one up. But that's me. Does Dame need to get a Shure SMB? No. Does Jack need to get an SMB? No. Do I need to get an SMB? Maybe. Because when it comes down to it, for me, I want that old time 80s, 70s radio voice sound. And this mic is fantastic, but it's not quite there. It's close, but it's not quite there. But I'm an audiophile, dude. I'm huge on that. But that's me. I'm a fucking perfectionist on that.
I have a friend who's like that, but he had it with the music he listened to. He invested so much in his sound system and he bought like a record player and he only buys vinyl because that is the best version of the sound, or it's a specific sound. And I'm not going to lie, it was a whole different experience.
Yeah.
It is a whole different experience when you go through that with sound.
Oh, dude. And yeah.
But that's even like with simple things as the instruments themselves. You can hear a crappy amp.
Yep.
Though I'm not as good with distinguishing that sound as much. Like if you'd ask Watson, I don't know if he's that good, but he would be able to distinguish certain sounds from amps where he goes like, that's a Fender Bassman.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be able to do that either. But I know good sound when I hear it versus shit.
Mm-hmm.
That I know. And it's the same with podcasting. It's the same with YouTubing, okay? I can take this show that we're doing right now on YouTube, and I do it because I got your consent. Mm-hmm. And I throw it in some post-production, and it's minor tweaks, but the sound quality between what you and I are hearing and saying right now and what guys are hearing right now, this moment, and what they're going to get on Monday is night and day. Night and day.
Did I tell you about that? I didn't, because you probably don't care. But like the Dutch police had an Instagram ad.
The Dutch police?
Had an ad about consent.
Oh, about God. Really?
People were on a date. People were on a date, and the date was kind of ending. And, hey, you want to get out of here? Blah, blah, blah. And this was the girl saying, hey, you want to get out of here? And the guy goes, well, I'll let you talk to my lawyer first. And his lawyer comes up, and he comes with all these forms and blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to be sure this is what you mean, and that is what you mean, and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't see the whole ending, but it kind of ended with, well, you don't want any legal action to be involved in your dates now, do you? Make sure there's consent. It's like, what the fucking hell? Why is this even a thing? Like, well, I get why consent is a thing. Don't get me wrong. It's like, oh, God, I don't know how to phrase this word.
You're overthinking it.
It's like, God damn it, people. Really? We're going this far?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's the difference between real life and online culture. Okay. Online culture. Oh, my God. You know, you better get consent every step of the way. Where in real life, it's one of those, are you both of the age to consent? Yes. All right. Problem solved. That's it. Okay. Dude, did I ever tell you the time, you know, about Darth Plagueis the Wise? Did I ever tell you the time when I was 18 and she was 16 and we got caught fornicating by the police? They turned on the spotlight and, you know, we're in the middle of it. And the spotlight comes on and we get out of the car. I get out of the car. She's still trying to pull up her dress. I get out of the car, pulling up my pants. The male officer, because there was two in the car, a female and a male. Mm-hmm. And the first thing, they come up and they got their mag lights over their shoulders in addition to the spotlight on the cop car. Okay, so the whole car is lit up like daylight. I get out of the car and, you know, I'm pulling up my pants and the cop goes, what are you guys doing? And they're looking at each other and looking at me and they're rolling their eyes and kind of smirking. And everybody knew. I mean, there's my bare white ass when they turned on the spotlight. Of course, they knew what we were doing. And they said, sir, what are you doing? And I said, oh, you know, having fun. And then they turned to her and they go, ma'am, did you consent? And for about a heartbeat, my blood froze. Because if she would have said no, I'd have been fucked. Mm-hmm. But she said, well, yeah, I consented. And they go, oh, okay, sir, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 18, because that's how old I was. Mm-hmm. And they go, okay, ma'am, how old are you? And she goes, I'm 16. And then the male officer went, sir, come over here for a minute. Ooh. Well, no. I'm thinking sobriety, because there was more of the conversation that was in the middle of all that. I'm thinking, think sober. And then he goes, you know, even though she consented, you're an adult and technically she's not. She's a minor, which I knew that even back then at the tender age of 18, I knew that. And part of me is going, don't have to worry about the sobriety thing. He goes, well, technically she's a minor. If we went and told her parents and they said something else, that's statutory rape. To which I knew that. I knew the laws. Even at 18, I knew. But I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But then I'm thinking, and it's what I said to him. I go, oh, you know, I played stupid. I didn't know that. Are you going to tell her parents? Are you going to tell her mom? Now, I'm sure those police officers didn't understand my question. It wasn't, oh, God, please don't tell her. It was more like, please do, because her mom was the most anti-rabid, like, I hate cops. She was a half mile down the road. They were at the party. We left the party so we could have a private moment. And it turned out our private moment wasn't so private. But I'm thinking, go tell her mom. You know, bring us down there. Go ahead. See what happens. Fuck around and find out. Okay, I remember that. Her mom hated cops. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. But I'm just thinking, when I said, are you going to tell her parents? It wasn't, oh God, please, no, don't do that. It was more like, please do. I'm kind of curious where this is going to go. But that's the point, guys. What you see online, okay, the whole, you know, consent every step of the way. One of the things that lawmakers and apparently the Netherlands fail to mention. They mention, you know, oh, well, she's intoxicated. She can't consent.
Oh, they didn't even do that.
I understand. I get it. I get it, Jack. But I've seen that argument come up, you know, because women most affected, okay? But I'm sitting here going, well, this is nothing new. Because as early as the 1990s, under United States law, if either party is intoxicated, you cannot consent because you're out of your fucking mind, okay? So everybody goes, well, you know, women that are drunk can't consent. Well, last time I checked and the law hasn't changed here in Utah, hey, if I'm fucking drunk, I can't consent. Whether I'm 18 or I'm fucking 52, nothing has changed for me.
If you made it, nothing has changed for you, that would have rhymed.
Well, you know, you can only do so much.
Yeah, real quick, and then we're going to wrap this one up.
Okay.
Not Stop Dre for the $2 again. Thank you, Dre, for the $2. I prefer buying tech from South Korea or Japan.
Good tech.
God, what is that Japanese tech company again? Sony.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Most of my audio and video gear, when it comes to, at least not on the internet, but from home listening and home viewing purposes, it's all Sony.
No,
I've never had a problem with Sony, dude.
There's another one, but I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
No.
Guys, thank you very much for hanging out. Dre, thank you for all the super chats. Everything Rob, robsays.net. Everything me is in the chat. What's that thing called? The description. If you want to support the channel, you can become a member like Dre is, like Dame is, like I believe Daniel is, like Marty is. And you will get access to my version of the Book of Poke audiobook for free. And sometimes we do Lego life building streams for members. I like doing those for members every now and then, like not too large set. And I saw a question by Dre, like how many pieces is too many? It's not necessarily about the piece count, Dre. It's like what? I have that medieval castle, which is 4,500 pieces. Now that is a shitload of pieces. It took me 3 days to build, but that was a castle. Now the Star Destroyer, the Lego Star Destroyer is 5,000 pieces. And when I look at that thing, it is immense. It is imposing, even. Imposing. So it's not the piece count. It's like, what is it? Like the Lego Millennium Falcon, I don't think I would have fun building that.
No, you wouldn't.
Nope, nope, I would not. Same as the Colosseum, like almost.
Oh man, the Colosseum, dude, you need to do a Rome one. We need to go back to Rome.
No. Like they have the Eiffel Tower as well, 10,000 pieces, but there's so much repetitive building construction.
Who cares, man? This is take one for the fucking team, Jack.
If I can get that amount via super chats, it's like, no, that's not going to happen. So, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Take us out.
Hey, Dame, hit me up in the DMs. I'll hook you up with some mic shit.
Nice. Cheers.
Bow. Yeah.